Okay, I'm going to call this Thoughts from the Highway, because I'm driving. And for you kids out there, no driving and mini podcasting. Don't try this at home. But I have some thoughts on my mind, and I'm going somewhere tonight, and I won't be able to type them out probably until tomorrow morning. And so I need to get them out. So I'll just put this up to my voice and record them. Okay, enough preface. In looking around, looking through Twitter, checking a few message boards, I've seen after this South Dakota State game, a lot of reaction of like, well, you know, crazy opponent, we've learned nothing. I want to make the argument that we've learned something. And in making that argument, I want to look back at our other FCS opponents. In 2006, I think we played Eastern Illinois, and that was a pretty good performance. I want to say Eastern still scored like 17, 21, something like that. There was something from that game that stuck out. I think it was defensively that might have been an issue. 2007, our FCS opponent was Western Illinois, and we only won 21-0. It was a great performance from the defense, and it was a precursor to what that defense was going to give us in 2007, the Jay Lehman, Antonio Steele, Kevin Mitchell, Harrison, you know, that defense. But it really didn't, I guess you could say, you know, the offense really didn't show us much yet. We were pretty sluggish and only scored 21, and the game was way too close in the second quarter. 2008, I think we played Eastern again, and it was a pretty good game, but again, a little shaky on the defensive side. Eastern was able to move the ball a little bit, the way I remember that game, and I mixed the 06 and 08 games in my head. But we still won handily. 2009, we played Illinois State, and that should have been a giant warning sign, because they threw for a lot of yards. You know, we still won fairly handily, but again, that game showed there's a weakness. And then last year we played SIU. Carbondale was our FCS opponent, and we won handily. I think it was like 35-3, and Nathan started to show that he could throw the ball a little bit, and we held their defense pretty good, and it showed, you know, that we were, you know, pretty solid. That we thought at the time that was a really good win, because SIU was ranked really high at FCS. Turned out, I think they finished 6-5 or something like that last year. So, in fact, they may have even been 5-6, just like South Dakota State was. Anyway, all of that to say this: 56-3 is 56-3. 520 yards to 96 is that's still 96 yards. My first reaction walking out of the stadium today was, well, you know, it was pretty good. It doesn't mean much. We're playing South Dakota State. We can't really learn anything, but it was pretty good. And the more I've thought about it while driving here, the more I've been thinking, that was probably a really good performance, and should probably have our ears up that this could be a pretty good team. I mean, to hold an opponent under 100 yards is crazy good. The defensive rotations, getting Foster in there on the defensive line has really, I mean, Tim Kynard just looks pretty good as a backup to Merciless, which allows Foster to move inside, and suddenly we got a little more depth inside at tackle. And, you know, Shupo gets an interception today, and Trulon looks like he's natural for that position. Again, I say all that and I drop back and say, wait, FCS opponent. None of these guys are on scholarship. This is, you know, it's like playing a team of walk-ons. You know, I try and bring myself down. But still, we've had all these games against FCS opponents in the last 5-6 years, and we haven't looked like this. That was really impressive. Now, maybe this is really, you know, just a really bad team, and maybe there was nothing that could be learned. But maybe, and this is what I wanted to get out of my head and get on to tape, maybe this is a precursor to a pretty solid defense that we thought would be a big issue. I mean, to run the ball that well, to play that good a defense, is really encouraging. So I'm really looking forward to next week. Go Illini.